have failed me for the last time, Admiral.
Ah! It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
I know. You're probably like, what show is this? I'm confused. How did that just start and then go into music? And I don't know where I am or what this is all about. Yes, you do. This is, of course, Sake Bama Go Go, show 111. For those of you keeping track at home, my name's Mao, and this is the show that's dedicated to bringing you all kinds of punk and garage, usually angry ladies. Although that wasn't. That was, I was like, you know what? I'm going to kick the show off this week with complete ass fortery. That's right. That's right. That was Ass Fort from Japan. From their complete Ass Fortery album. I played Intelligence, Keep My End Up, No Reason, and Pretender. I know. You love it. Yeah, you can't get enough Ass Fort, really. I was like, yeah, it's been a while. And now it hasn't been a while. Now it's right now. Fresh, new, exciting. I'm going to go right into some music, and then I'll figure out what we're going to talk about when I get back. I was going to start talking more about the Criterion Channel, and I've rediscovered my love for it. I think that's what we'll do. Here's some music that isn't Criterion Channel, and I'll be right back.
We'll work together.
Like Cagney and Lacey?
Yeah, well, Cagney and Lacey were women, but...
I could be Lacey.
Start the game for me. Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans? No!
Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
That was the 54 Nude Honeys. If you ever get a chance, look up the videos for the 54 Nude Honeys. They're not nude, but wow. I played Drop the Gun, Lid on My Head, Wild Girl, and Bikini. They are quite lovely and powerful. Man, when you get deeper into there, I have the self-titled album, which has a lot of tracks on it. It's really, let me see, like 19 tracks. Boy, they're so powerful and they're such good, like the singer is so strong and they really let it rip. I dig them. So Criterion, I just started watching, like I have phases. I moved away from cable a lot of years ago and it's tough. I will say, especially like they don't offer Fios in my area. So I have the equivalent of a rock being hit with a hammer as my internet. Like, it's just the worst. Anything that starts to update, well, you can forget everything. So, and I think they do that on purpose because they want to keep you. When you get old, the older you get, the more you realize you've just been played. There's no goodness. It's all just the almighty dollar and all that kind of stuff. And I think maybe I was just naive or I believed in something when I was a kid. I don't know. I digress. No rants here. You do what you can. Like, you cut the cable and you're like, well, now what? And we had Netflix for a while, but with everyone pulling their stuff back, what's the point? So then, you know, you got Disney, which Disney has a ton of stuff, more than you think. When you go and you start looking through the archives, you're like, oh my God, they have so much good stuff. And then they have the Marvel movies, and they have Fox, and they have a lot. There's a ton out there on that one. I'm not getting paid by them. And the Hulu was part of it. So, I had Prime because you have Amazon Prime because that's the way you shop now in the 2020. You're like, why would I go to the store when I can just have my toilet paper delivered and tomorrow morning? So by some guy who doesn't even ring the bell, he just throws it on your porch. And so I had gotten away. I have a year subscription of Criterion, which is like this premier movie thing. It's a lot of art house stuff, a lot of older noir stuff, but they have a lot of everything. And this month they had like some sci-fi stuff I really loved. Death Race 2000, which is one of my favorite movies ever. So I had gotten away from Criterion because it just lost in the shuffle. But then I got back into it just recently. I was like, oh, man, I just started watching some of that old crazy stuff, some really good stuff. There are so many gems out there. I mean, movies are really just disposable. You know, they come and go and it doesn't matter. And you, when you go back and you watch some of this stuff that has almost been lost and then Criterion kind of brought it back or they presented it, boy, what a gift. So I would suggest if you like any movies, like older stuff, if you like to like discover these weird oddities or interesting movies or art house films, I would really suggest just do the trial, see if you like it. They have a ton of stuff on there. And again, I'm not getting paid. No one's paying me for anything. Trust me, no one's paying me for anything. But that's one of those things where I hope they'll always have that service because I don't see. I would never get rid of that. Even if I had cable, I would still want that because, man, I've just discovered so many things. And they also have classes talking about like blocking or long takes and stuff. Just these little like kind of case study things. They're like 8 to 10 minutes. So informative. So cool. All right, I'll stop talking about Criterion now. Maybe, hey, if you're listening, Criterion, I could be your spokesperson on this show. You know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Nah, I don't hear that phone ringing. I digress. Here's music that's angry and loud.
Boring!
Dad, we can't see the movie.
I can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you! We'll be right back.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
The Legend of Frankenstein once again brings terror and nightmare to the screen in Lady Frankenstein. Joseph Cotten is Baron Frankenstein.
But his face!
Devil with his face, I don't care what he looks like. I want him to live.
Sarah Bay is Lady Frankenstein.
That is what they call your father's life's work, a monster, and they're right.
They are not right!
She's beautiful, she's evil, and she'll do anything for love.
Would you like to have my body bend to you? Would you like to make love to me?
She creates a new, more terrifying monster, and only the monster she creates can satisfy her strange desires. Using her beauty and her scalpel, she cuts deeply into men's hearts.
Yes, you're right. Kill it.
There has never been a movie like Lady Frankenstein. Rated R.
You heard Marsalis threw Tony Rockihar out a four-story window for giving me a foot massage? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, at the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marsalis throwing Tony out of a four-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable.
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah, we knew where that was going. That was The Bat from their official The Bat Club CD. I played Batman theme, Green Hornet, Summertime Blues, and Reaction. It almost felt wrong not to play Jailhouse Rock. But sometimes you have to persevere, you have to fight through and say, you know, there's other songs I could play. And then I always go, I do like that one, but I digress. So yeah, I have a wedding coming up. And, you know, the wedding, you know, honestly, the wedding is my best friend ever. If you listen to some of the other shows I've done, I don't think he's never done any of these shows. He used to come up a lot. And he's done, he did some movie review shows with me from the Slow Robot A Go Go. If you like old B movies and stuff like that, Slow Robot A Go Go is a show I've done, had like 350 shows, give or take. I don't know, my brain fails me. That one, that show just, I stopped doing it. And I never said like a goodbye show or anything like that. That's one I keep thinking I should go back and do an official thanks. But now at this point, it's like 3 years later, I was like, that's kind of cheeseball, but I don't know. I still might. Anyway, so back to the original thought, you know, so my friend's getting married and I haven't even met his wife to be, you know, and it was one of those things where he's like the best friend where we could be apart for 10 years and if he calls, I'll be like, well, what do you need? You know, I'd be there for him. Cause he's, just a true friend. We did the TV show together. Like me and him had a show on Public Access where we took and we would write every show. And it was, you know, so it's cool that he's getting married. But he did pull a little bit of shenanigans on me. He's having his wedding on a boat. And it's going out into the water. And I said, you slick dog. I'm the one that's going to go there and make a showing. Not make a scene. Make a, like, hey, how, you know, make sure everyone sees me. And I'm usually the first one in the car out the door. Well, now I guess I'm going to have to try and be the first one in like a lifeboat. I don't know if they even have those anymore. I was like, you got me. You got me, George, but that's okay.